Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greeks reject Europe bailout plan. Greek voters overwhelmingly rejected a demand by the country's lenders to impose more austerity measures on them in exchange for new bailout loans for the government in Athens. With most of the votes counted from Sunday's referendum, more than 60% rebuffed warnings from European leaders that ignoring their calls for more austerity could force the country from the 19-nation euro currency bloc. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who had urged a no vote, said Athens is ready to return to the negotiation table and that the public mandate will give him a stronger hand to reach a better deal with Greece's creditors. The European Commission says it respects the result of the Greece referendum. European Council President Donald Tusk called a summit of Eurozone leaders for Tuesday to discuss the situation. Still no agreement on a nuclear agreement with Iran, but U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there's been some positive movement.
We have, in fact, made genuine progress. But I want to be absolutely clear with everybody. We are not yet where we need to be on several of the most difficult issues.
Secretary Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met Sunday after breakthroughs were reported on two highly contentious issues, the pace of sanctions relief and a probe into Iran's previous nuclear work. A suicide bomber killed at least five people at a church in northeast Nigeria. The blast took place Sunday morning at a church in Potiskum, the largest city in Yobe State. The bombing is the latest in a string of suspected Boko Haram attacks, those attacks that have left about 200 dead over the past week. This is VOA News. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in eastern Syria over the weekend killed at least 23 Islamic State militants. The coalition says the airstrikes targeted structures and transit routes used by the Islamic State in and around Raqqa. The coalition spokesman says the airstrikes were intended to deny the militants the ability to move military capabilities throughout Syria and into Iraq. Iraqi Sunni political leaders are accusing the government of two bloody attacks on civilians in Anbar province over the weekend. An Iraqi military spokesman denies the charges. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi media claims two government attacks in the past 24 hours have killed a large number of civilians in Anbar province's largest cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. Sunni leaders from Anbar province say dozens of civilians were killed and wounded in a government airstrike on a football stadium near Ramadi. Witnesses also accuse government forces of shelling parts of Anbar's second largest city, Fallujah, killing several dozen people. Other reports claim the government dropped barrel bombs over parts of the city. VOA could not independently confirm the allegation. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Saudi-led airstrikes killed civilians Sunday in Yemen's second city of Aden as UN envoy arrived in the capital for talks in a ceasefire plan with Houthi rebels. The number of dead in the latest attack is unclear. However, media sources are reporting between 8 and 30 civilians killed. The spokesman for South Sudan's army is expressing doubt about a recent UN report accusing the army of committing atrocities. Colonel Philip Aguirre dismissed the report as being without merit, demanding an independent inquiry into the atrocities to determine who committed them. The report, based on interviews with more than 100 witnesses, accuses the South Sudanese army of committing atrocities, including raping and burning women and girls alive in oil-rich Unity State between April and June. Pope Francis is on an 8-day visit to Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay. The Pope arrived in Ecuador's capital, Quito, Sunday in the first leg of his visit. At the airport, he was greeted by government and church dignitaries. Pope Francis says he wants to emphasize the plight of impoverished during his trip. An unmanned Russian cargo vessel successfully docked with the International Space Station Sunday, breaking a string of failed attempts to resupply the station. More than 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies were delivered to the orbiting outpost. 3 attempts to supply the station have failed within the last 9 months. That includes one last week by a private U.S. company that was under contract by the U.S. space agency NASA. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.